Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Abel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's the compelling collage rock of Montreal's Teke Teke. Teke Teke is a rock band from Montreal, with the twist being that they play in the style of 1960s and 70s Japanese movie soundtracks. It's a big band, seven musicians, and their diverse backgrounds help to drive their eclectic modern take on the psychedelic rock they take as inspiration. The name Teke Teke refers to the classic sound of surf guitar, and originally they formed to honor Japanese surf legend Takeshi Terauchi. Drums, bass, dueling guitars, trombone, and flute is already an impressive sonic palette. Throw in traditional Japanese instruments, multilingual poetic lyrics, and a punk rock heart, and hold on, because it's gonna be a ride. The addition of one of the world's most charismatic front persons, in the form of singer and fashion icon Maya Kuroki, pushes the band from brilliant to downright extraordinary. It's loud, it's colorful, and it's super fun. Their latest is called Hagata, and it's available on Kill Rockstars. They released their first full-length album, entitled Shirushi, in 2021. KEXP's DJ Jewel asked about the band members and how they make a big group work together.
With so many instruments, so many kind of like sonic opportunities in this band, how do you approach songwriting and kind of giving everyone space to have all of these different sounds?
I love that, sonic opportunities. I'm going to use that. Thank you. Yeah, it is about opportunities and, you know, it's a seven-piece band, but like, you know, usually you have a four-piece or a trio, a five-piece. It's only like two or three more people. It's not a big deal. All right, so I guess the creative process is kind of the same too, I would assume, as a four or five-piece band. It's just more people, more possibilities, more influences. And but we need more time to get everything together. But even that, I'm not sure, because we're all really, you know, close, and you know, it's all about communication and you know, and knowing how to listen and all that. So, but we're getting pretty good at that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
For this session, the band played four songs from Hagata. Here's Teke Teke live on KEXP.
に来か笑うよ暮れ死神ひたりコロッケを買って錆びた砂利で越えてく
外はくっきり見えてくる。
Just heard Teke Teke with the songs Setagaya Koya and Gotuku Lemon.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Teke Teke.
Cut! 또 눈을 놓고 지성도 이렇게 쓸데없게 고른
was our live session with Teke Teke. You heard the songs Onaji Heya and Hape. And bonus tracks. Here's some more music from our Teke Teke Live at Home session released in May of 2021.
Oh,
that was more live music from Teke Teke. You heard the songs Kala Kala and Barbara. We'd like to thank Teke Teke for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, KVSC 88.1, your sound alternative, broadcasting from St. Cloud State University in St. Cloud, Minnesota. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.